I am Valentin Forster for Jack, issue of March the 31st of 2020. The FIV original paper is entitled Preventing Complications in Pregnant Women with Cardiac Disease. The first author of this paper is Dr. Birgit Faller from the Division of Cardiology at the University of Toronto Pregnancy and Heart Disease Research Program at the Toronto General and Mount Sinai Hospitals. The last and corresponding author is Dr. Candice Silversides from the same institutions. Let me begin by saying that for women with heart disease, the hemodynamic stress of pregnancy can frequently lead to cardiac and obstetric complications. Although less often, serious or life-threatening complications can also occur. These with long-term effects on the health of the mother and the child. Just some numbers to keep in mind. Up to 15% of women with heart disease and pregnancy, they may have a cardiac or obstetric complication. And up to 5%, the complications may be serious. The key of the paper presented today in JACC, or the message, is that many of these events may be preventable. In fact, a good literature from the United Kingdom and from the United States point out that indeed about 50% of the complications can be preventable by an appropriate screening of the patient in the first place, being aware of the problem or of the possible problems, and to put into practice good educational tools. What is unique about the paper presented today in JACC? Well, this is an analysis of a large number of pregnant women, more than 1,300, that were recruited and registered as part of a larger multi-center study, the Canadian CARPREC study. In this part of the study, women were seen at two large tertiary centers, at the Toronto General and Mount Sinai Hospitals in Toronto, and at the St. Paul's Hospital in Vancouver. But most importantly, this is a precise study addressing cardiac complications, obstetric complications, the impact of such complications on the fetus and neonate, and about quantification of the proportion of events that could have been preventable. Before answering these questions, let me define the serious cardiac events that were addressed. Cardiac death or arrest, ventricular arrhythmias, congestive heart failure, arrhythmias requiring admission to a hospital intensive care unit, myocardial infarction, a stroke, aortic dissection, valve thrombosis, endocarditis, and urgent cardiac intervention. Let's now answer the four questions of these over 1,300 pregnant women. Question number one. What percentage of these women had complicated serious cardiac events? And the answer is 3.6%. Most frequently, we are talking about cardiac death or arrest, heart failure, arrhythmias, and urgent interventions. In addition, most of the serious cardiac events, 66%, occur in the antepartum period. Question number two. What proportion of such serious cardiac events were preventable? And the answer is about 50%. But what is most disturbing is that 75% of the preventable cases were secondary to provider management errors. And here comes question number three. What was the proportion of serious obstetric events, such as preeclampsia, for example? Close to 2%. And finally, question number four. As a result of the serious cardiac events, what about the proportion of adverse fetal and neonatal events occur? Very high number, in 62%, versus 29% in those pregnant women who did not have serious cardiac events. So in conclusion, and according to the authors, pregnant women with heart disease are at risk for serious cardiac complications, and approximately one half of all serious cardiac events are preventable. And this is the important message that we mentioned before. The strategies to prevent serious cardiac complications in this high-risk cohort of women with cardiac disease need to be developed. Dr. Iris Van Hagen from the Department of Cardiology at the Erasmus Medical Center in Rotterdam in the Netherlands wrote the editorial comment. Very nicely, Dr. Van Hagen addresses three important issues. The first issue is shocking. Up to 23% of maternal mortality is caused by heart disease, as is shown by the UK Maternal Death Report of 2019. But even further, the UK report even showed that 3/4 of pregnant women who died from heart disease did not know they had a cardiac disease. And this leads to the second issue. Is recognizing the importance of the data provided today in JAG. First of all, we are talking about patients that were referred to a cardio-obstetric service. This leads to two points of thought. One may think that such patients, by definition of the referral, were very high risk. But my interpretation is somewhat different. And that is probably what is going on in other centers that do not have such services, cardio-obstetric services. The incidence of trouble is probably higher. But there is a second troublesome fact. As high as 32% of women presented themselves for the first time with underlying cardiac disease being then recognized. So awareness of cardiac disease in pregnant women then may lead to significant problems, requires awareness. Of all the data presented today in JAG of the investigation that we have summarized, I was most impressed by the associated high number of fetal and neonatal adverse events, 62%. Most of them as a result of cardiac or obstetric events affecting the pregnant woman. And this leads to the third issue being discussed in the editorial comment. What can we do, since so much of the problem is preventable? First, to be aware of the problem. A good clinical history on any pregnant woman is essential. It will provide information of whether or not we might be dealing with a woman with underlying cardiac disease. This is number one. Number two, such awareness in the peripheral hospitals, for example. If cardiac disease is possible, such pregnant women should be seen or referred to specialized centers with good cardio-obstetric service. And number three, education. Starting with the obstetrical enterprise and certainly moving towards the patient or towards the pregnant woman. Underlying cardiac disease is an important issue. A final point that is made very clear in this excellent editorial comment by Dr. Iris Van Hagen. And that is, based on the Carprec study, which is the original study that led to the paper published today in JACC, as well as the ROPAC study, means Registry of Pregnancy and Cardiac Disease, we now have excellent guidelines, originally published by the European Heart Journal in 2018, and with a follow-up in 2019, that may be quite helpful. And this is the final statement of the editorial comment, and I quote, "We need to continue gathering data on specific disease groups. It will further enhance preconception counseling and early recognition of cardiac problems in pregnancy, as well as raise awareness. One cannot be too careful with two lives at stake." Close quotes. So the message to carry home is clear. Education. And in this context, being aware of the problem. Counseling patients pre-pregnancy. A strict follow-up. And have the system to handle acute problems. Thank you.